KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly cloudy and 64 degrees in Atlantic. Because of some areas of fog this morning, otherwise expect partly cloudy to cloudy skies with isolated showers and thunderstorms both this morning and later this afternoon, and a high around 78. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In the latest local news, the Mills County Attorney's Office reports a 37-year-old woman who may be armed and dangerous is being sought in connection with a shooting that took place Wednesday night in Glenwood. Authorities say at around 8:30 p.m., police officers with the Glenwood Police Department responded to the area at around 307 North Vine Street in Glenwood. Upon arrival, officers found a 34-year-old man who had suffered from multiple gunshot wounds. He was safely evacuated from the scene and transported to a medical facility. The suspect was said to be Brandy Clark, whose picture you can see in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Investigators initially believed Clark had barricaded herself inside a home after the shooting. They blocked off the neighborhood and evacuated people from several nearby homes. The Iowa State Patrol said a tactical unit eventually made entry into the home and only found a dog inside. If you have any information on the location of Brandy Clark, contact the Glenwood Police Department immediately by calling 712-527-4844 or dial 911. A non-injury accident at around 12:30 this morning resulted in the arrest of an Adams County man. The sheriff's office there reports Jesus Torres of Corning was placed under arrest for OWI first offense after deputies investigated a single vehicle accident that occurred in the 1700 block of Corning-Carl Road in Corning. Torres was being held in the Adams County Jail on a $1,000 bond. Red Oak police Wednesday afternoon arrested 64-year-old Patricia Moraine Hawkins of Red Oak. She was taken into custody at around 3:40 p.m. for simple domestic abuse assault and was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. Police investigators in Council Bluffs said Wednesday that they spoke with a 15-year-old female with regard to an alleged abduction attempt that she reported to police Monday morning. In speaking with investigators, the girl recanted her story and admitted to fabricating the incident. Authorities say the girl will not be charged with making a false police report. The recommendations police made to the general public on Monday with regard to being aware of your surroundings and whenever possible traveling in groups of two or more if you're running or biking still remains valid, according to authorities. On Monday, the girl had told police that a unknown white male had approached her and grabbed her by her arm. She struck the male, she told police, and was able to run off. And the girl described the suspect as a white male about 45 to 50 years old who was wearing a black coat, blue jeans, gray shoes, and green stocking cap. But again, she has recanted that story. Sheriff's officials in Mills County report 26-year-old Justin Ray Carlson of Villisca was arrested late Tuesday night. Carlson was taken into custody on a warrant out of Montgomery County for possession of drug paraphernalia. He was arrested following a traffic stop at 11:54 p.m. and held on a $1,000 bond. District court records in Page County indicate a Red Oak man accused of murder in Shenandoah has pleaded not guilty to kidnapping in another case. 34-year-old Toby Lee McCunn was arraigned Monday on a charge of first-degree kidnapping that had been filed in early July. Documents show McCunn's attorney filed a plea of not guilty in the case. A pretrial hearing on the matter takes place September 23rd with trial set for October the 8th. Now, McCunn still faces a charge of first-degree murder in connection with the April 22nd shooting death of 33-year-old Joshua Lyle Jordan. His trial in that case is set for August 5th at 9:30 a.m. McCunn was being held in the Page County Jail. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, authorities in Harrison County said they'd recovered the body of a farmer who died after his tractor flipped over on top of him when it ran off a riverbank edge into the Missouri River. The tractor was seen by people searching for the man Tuesday evening, a little more than 2 miles northwest of Mount Damon. The Harrison County Sheriff's Department identified the man as 82-year-old Malvern Wallace, who lived in Mount Damon. He'd been working along the riverbank since 8 a.m. that day, getting ready, the land ready for cattle. It's unclear when the accident actually occurred. And a new report says a July survey of business supply managers suggests economic growth will slow over the next 3 to 6 months in 9 Midwestern and Plains states. The report issued this morning says the Mid-America Business Conditions Index dropped to 52.2 in July from 55.4 in June. It's the lowest figure in more than 3 years. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss oversees the study, and he blamed the slowdown on weak farm income produced in part by tariffs and flooding. Any score above 50 suggests economic growth. A score below that suggests decline. In the funeral announcements, Shirley Renee Fagan, age 59 of Urbandale and formerly of Adair, died Sunday in Des Moines. A memorial mass for Shirley Fagan will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Adair. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Phyllis Sponsler, age 84, of Griswold, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for Phyllis Sponsler will be Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Wanda Peterson, age 88, of Sioux Center, died Saturday in Sioux Center. Funeral services for Wanda Peterson will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. And Violet Cardell, age 96, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Violet Cardell will be next Monday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Violet Huntley, age 80, of Atlantic and formerly of Williston, North Dakota, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Graveside memorial services for Violet Huntley will be held at a later date in Williston, North Dakota. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.